praying. Mine was Holy Ghost conceived. But brother, let me tell you.
Oh, yes.
What settles it all is if you go to the grave, the old Buddha still lays, and Christ lives forevermore. And I'll stick with the old. It works every time.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but of that which through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is God by faith.
That's right.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death.
Amen.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and to reach forth to the things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Y'all may be seated. Appreciate your standing reverence for reading the Word of God. Hey, look here, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm nervous. Kevin, I'm about as nervous as I've ever been. And I'm going to tell you something. I got to studying on this. Apostle Paul, I think it was in his second missionary journey, went and he actually established the church at Philippi. And he went back and he's visiting. He's writing this from jail himself. And I got to thinking about all the things he's done. He went through his whole pedigree
right.
He told all the things he's done, Brother Nathaniel.
Yeah.
All the things he's done in his flesh.
Yeah.
In his flesh. Let me tell you something now. Friend, your flesh ain't going to get you no higher than the ground tonight.
Right.
Now look here. Let me tell you something. I won't preach on this thought tonight. You better begin to win.
Yeah.
Hey, look here. Verse number eight. Back up. The word win is in the King James Bible two times. It's in this verse right here, and it's in one time in the Old Testament. But I got to think about this. I told the church last week, if you study and read, I done it with just a word search. Brother Joe, the words in Christ is in the New Testament 77 times.
What about that?
77 times. You take the number of completion by the number of translation or change, and you get 77. I thought, boy, that's something. Hey, Brother Nathaniel, I thought about how that,
yes.
Hey, the one day when the Lord completed me, when he saved my soul, transitioned me, he not only changed my life, he changed my destination.
Yes, sir.
Look here, I'm going somewhere else tonight. And look here, I'm not worried about what's going on outside these doors. Look here, I know tonight that I'm in Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And look here, I preached last Sunday morning. Our young people's here by, I just have to apologize to you, but I preached last Sunday, the best place to be. That's in Christ.
Yeah.
That's in Christ. So if you're lost tonight, you'll get in.
Yeah.
I'm just going to enjoy this. But I thought about Apostle Paul. We're talking about his conversion here. If you go to Acts chapter 9, you can read that. I'm not going to read it. Don't break nervous. There's a lot to that. But I thought about him riding to Damascus.
Yeah.
And him going through. Then he's telling the church at Philippi here all the things that he's done. The first thing we see here, that at some point Apostle Paul had to fall under conviction.
Right. Sure.
If you're going to get born again, you're going to fall under conviction.
Right.
Hey, look here, if you're going to get in on this thing, hey, some of you that's being saved don't say amen right there.
Right.
Hey, look here, they ain't the worst feeling in the world. Brother Devil, I remember I got lost on a Sunday night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brother Kevin got saved on Wednesday night. The worst 3 nights of sleep I ever had in my life. Look here, my bed was about 6 inches too short, it's full of rocks, and I couldn't rest for nothing.
Yeah,
you know why? Because the Holy Ghost of God.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
Boy, you're going to get born again.
Yes.
You're going to get in on this.
Yeah.
And look here, I got something real good for you.
Yeah.
Did I know? Brother singing back there, I'll stick to the good stuff. I've been with you 35 years, and I'm not going back.
Right, amen. Praise God. Doing good, brother.
I thank God for conviction.
Yeah.
I thank God that the Holy Ghost of God showed me what I was.
Yep.
Hey, look here, I'm not what I used to be. But why ain't I sure ain't what I used to be? I ain't much today, but let me tell you something. I'm saved. Hey, look here. I'm born again, brother. Brother Josh, I'm born again. Did you hear what I said? I'm born again. Saved and like it.
Yeah, me too.
I got born again.
Man.
Apostle Paul, look here. I got to quit saying wrote this out. I don't write nothing. I don't want to keep it. I don't write nothing. I type everything. I don't type nothing. Well, I thought about this. Apostle Paul said, the Lord come to save sinners.
Yes, sir.
And he was the chief.
Yeah.
And if he's the chief,
yeah,
he's way far better preacher than I ever thought about that.
Yes, sir.
He can save him
right.
Under old-fashioned conviction on the road to Damascus.
Right.
Hey, the Lord knocked him off his high horse.
Yeah.
He got born again.
Yeah.
I believe he'd save us now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look here, if you're lost tonight, I don't know your heart. I tell them every time I go somewhere, brethren, I answer for one heart in the building.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yep.
That right there. I can't answer for my wife. I can't answer for my son. I can't answer for Brother Kevin. I believe they're all saved.
Yeah.
Brother Delmer, I answer for Dusty Ledbetter.
Yeah.
I'll stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ.
Yes,
no
one
what I've done in this body, Brother Kevin. Yeah. I'll answer for me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Friend, you'll answer for you.
Right.
I'll make this statement tonight. You're lost. You sit back here tonight. I don't know your heart, but let me tell you something. You'll sit back here tonight. There'll be no white knuckle in the pew at the judgment seat of God, when you get to the great white throne, there ain't going to be nothing between you and God. There ain't going to be no pew, there ain't going to be no excuses. It's going to be you eyeball to eyeball, and you won't say a word.
Right.
Amen.
Better thank God for conviction.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
For godly sorrow worketh repentance and salvation not to be repented of.
Amen.
But the sorrow of the world worketh death.
Amen.
Friend, let me tell you something. Now, I've been up all day. And when I say all day, my wife, I couldn't even take a nap this evening. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I told my wife, I said, I am so worried about somebody's soul.
Go ahead, Lord. Yeah.
Brother Burke, word death. Somebody gonna die lost.
Oh my.
Break your heart, Kevin. Look here. I don't want nobody to die lost. That's my. I preach, and I may slow down right here for just a second. It'll be all right. You listen to me real good, friend. If you don't get born again in this life, you will end up in hell.
True.
God don't send you there. He did everything he'd do to keep you from joining.
Amen.
He sent his darling son to hang on an old rugged cross, make a sacrifice for you that you didn't have to go there.
Thank God.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, look here. You know what showed me that? Brother Denver, old-fashioned conviction showed me
that's
that.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost of God. You understand that the Holy Ghost of God passes by. That's such a blessing.
Yes.
Look here, these folks walk through this world day in, day out. They don't understand. Hey, look here, the only way you're going to leave this walk of life and win, Kevin, is through Christ.
That's right.
That's the only way you're going to win. Look here, I know. Look here, I'm just, somebody's fixing to throw a songbook at me, so I'm going to back up. I know Jamestown. I'm from the other end of the county. 1998, Kevin, we couldn't even play baseball against these earth. We fought every single time. Look here, we're competitive, right? We all play ball. Say amen, it ain't a sin to play baseball.
Right.
It ain't a sin, we're competitive. I like to win.
Sure.
Look here, I love it.
Yep.
I love it. I don't care if I'm playing video games with my son. It don't matter.
Yep.
I'm gonna win. Let me tell you something, friend.
Yep.
Nathaniel, the only way we're gonna win
is
through Christ.
Right.
Look here, there's no other way. Brother Mark preached on one of my favorite passages of scripture this morning, John 14:6, I am the way. No other way. No other way. I don't care what man tries to work up, try to build their way up there, try to work their way in, through the blood. They've seen their blood want to go, through the blood. That's the only way we're going to make it. Old fashioned conviction. Apostle Paul at some point had to be convinced.
That's right, brother.
That this is the way. Look here. He gave his pedigree. He had done everything, every jot and tittle of the law. He's a Pharisee. He knowed it all, backwards, forwards.
Yeah.
Upside down, backwards, brother. He knowed it all.
Yeah.
He knowed it all.
Sure, sir, sure.
Brother Joe, he goes to tell him about that right there, and he tells, look here, I done all this. If anybody could brag in their flesh, it would be Apostle Paul.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yep.
And he was right. He'd done it all. Look here. The very day that God knocked him off his high horse on the road to Damascus, he had papers in his hand to go into Jerusalem to kill Christians.
Yep.
Look here. And God saved him.
Yeah, sure he did.
At some point, where did Apostle Paul get convinced that this was the way?
Right.
Let me tell you something tonight. You'll have to come to the end of yourself tonight.
Yes.
You'll have to understand that you're not making it on your own.
Right.
You're going to have to understand tonight. You'll be convinced that Jesus is who he said he is.
Yes.
Hey, he is the Son of God. He is the one born of a virgin birth. He is the one that hung the old man's cross. You'll have to come to that realization and in your mind and in your heart be convinced Jesus is who he says he is. I can't help but think. I thought about this afternoon. Kevin, I tried my best to take him out. Lord wouldn't. He would not let me. But I got to reading that old Bible over in the book of Acts, chapter number 26, about verse 38. Nathaniel, old Agrippa was over there. And Apostle Paul told him, hey, you believe in prophets, don't you? He said, I know you do. I know you do. You know what? I believe there's a lot of folks up here believes in Jesus.
Yes.
They just ain't figured it out in here yet. My good friend Gary Durham back there, his daddy preached out here Thursday night. His daddy told my grandpa one time, said you're 12 inches from being saved.
Right, sure.
Here,
here. Right. Yeah.
Agrippa, he said almost. Right. Thou persuadest me.
You're right to be a Christian.
Now let me tell you something now. I'm up here tonight to try to persuade you to be a Christian.
Yep.
Apostle Paul, writing this to the church of Philippi, was trying to persuade them to be a Christian. Now, why in the world would somebody want to persuade somebody to be a Christian?
Oh, brother.
Because they are one.
Right. Oh, my.
And they know how good it is to be one.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me tell you something. Hey, look here. This world outside the doors of this church, outside the sanctuaries that still preach the King James Bibles, Brother Kevin, they'll water this down. They'll make it a fairy tale. Yeah. They'll turn it inside out to where it ain't nothing.
Preach,
no different
brother.
Anything else, Brother Nathaniel.
Good preaching.
Let me tell you something. 35 years ago, it's the best thing ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I believe on the road to Damascus, Apostle Paul realized and was convinced it was the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah.
He had done it all. He had been everywhere. He had persecuted Christians. He had been on the right side of the law. But he realized that wasn't going to get him
right. That's right. Good preaching, Dusty. Real good.
Apostle Paul was the chief. He was trying to persuade Agrippa. And if he almost persuaded.
Yep.
Almost persuaded. Brother Dalman, I'd hate to know how many people tonight is in hell that was almost persuaded.
Oh, my brother. We say it, yep.
And I bet every one of them would give their eye teeth.
You're right.
Trade places.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. No doubt.
Because it's almost persuaded. I wonder how many people's in hell tonight because the devil jumped on their shoulder and said, just wait one more time.
Right.
Won't you just wait one more time?
Wait.
Won't you just wait one more Saturday? Won't you wait till next Sunday? Won't you wait till Wednesday night?
Right.
Brother John, I believe hell's full of folks now that have good intentions.
Yes, sir.
I do. I believe, all my heart reading that, I believe Agrippa had good intentions.
Right.
He said, almost. They just, something hadn't clicked yet. And you may be here tonight and you're lost and you're just this close and you just ain't rightly figured it out yet.
Right.
You know what I pray? The Holy Ghost of God.
Yes.
I'm right here.
Amen.
Brother Creston, I pray the Lord shows and reveals himself to you.
Yeah.
Don't see Dusty, see Christ.
Amen.
Be in him tonight before you leave.
That's
look
it.
Here, if you're going to win this thing, look here. The only way that you're going to leave this walk of life a winner. Through Christ.
That's right.
You know what I love about this? Is he can take you from being a sinner to a winner. And all you got to do is ask him.
Amen.
It's just that simple. I mean, it's just that simple. It's so simple that these little children can understand it. Our hard-headed adults will sit back here in the back of the church and we'll just sit back here and hump up. And ain't got no time for that.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. You better make time. I believe with all my heart, Brother Joe, I believe the Lord's fixing to come back and get his church.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
and I believe, Brother Christian, I believe we're fixing to be here.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yes, sir.
I've got a longing in my heart.
Yes, sir.
And it gets stronger and stronger every day.
Amen.
Look here, I've been saved for 35 years, and the night I got saved, brother, the only thing I was worried about that night was not going to hell. That's the only thing I was worried about.
Yeah, right.
Brother Josh, the older I get, the closer I get, hey, the sweeter it gets, the more I'm longing. Hey, look here, I'm looking forward to going and seeing my Savior.
Yes, right.
Amen.
I'm going to say something right here, and then you can throw a songbook at me and run me off where you want to. That one man-made thing in heaven, you'll figure this out in a second. And it's the scars that we put on it. Think about that for just a minute. Old Dalton Thomas told us, look here, I'm not going to believe until I see him.
Right.
I preached a message, Kevin, one time when Christ calls you out. He called old Thomas out. He said, you come right here and you look what they've done to me.
Sure.
You know what? I believe on the Emmaus Road, Christ walked with them. They didn't know who he was until they went to bless the bread. I believe they got to see the scars.
Right.
Hey, look here.
Yes, sir.
I believe that Brother Kevin, I'll get to see them very scars that I wasn't there physically that day, but my sin put them on him.
Right.
Your sin put them on there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that sin is in your life. You were born that way.
Right.
Look here, there ain't none of us perfect. The Bible says there's none of us good. No, not one. Look here. Our righteousness, and look here. Paul talked about righteousness right here. The best we can do is filthy rags.
Yeah.
What the Bible tells us. But I thought about this. If Apostle Paul was trying to get a grip of the belief and convince him, don't you think he'd have to be convinced? You think I'm up here just preaching to be preaching tonight? You think Kevin Sexton gets up here and preaches his guts out and Amazing Grace every Sunday morning just because he loves it? No, he loves you. And he wants you to know the truth. Preacher, about ugly. You go out. I love you. You sure do have some pretty feet.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes,
right?
Sir,
about Romans chapter 10, verse 15. Ain't beautiful the feet of them that carry the gospel?
Yes.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Look here. I love Kevin Sexton to death. I'm just there.
Hey, praise the Lord, brother.
Let me tell you something. Friend, you better get in.
Right.
I've got a broken heart. I've been up and down all night long, been up by bedside praying. I don't know. I can't see your heart, but God can't.
You're right,
I believe Apostle Paul is laying an example right here to tell us. And church folk that saved us, hang on. I got one for you. Just hang in. Hang with me for just a minute, I promise. Apostle Paul, convicted, got convinced, got converted.
That's right.
He tells them this. If you want to read this, go back and read. I told you this, Acts chapter 9. Hey, look here. The Lord himself spoke to him with a bright light and asked him and called him by his original name before he changed to Paul. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Yes.
Look here. I promise you that day on Damascus Road, Saul was not looking for glory. He was looking for somebody to be healed. I mean, he was.
Yes.
That was his job.
Yep.
Just like we get up in the morning and go to work. Those of us that ain't retarded, praise the Lord. We'll get up and go to work in the morning. Nathaniel, you'll go down there and get on that line crew. Look here, we'll go to work in the morning. Apostle Paul got up in the morning. That's what he lived, eat, breathe, and done. Kill Christians. Here. But I love this. There's a conversion that took place.
Yes.
Anybody tell me what 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says?
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, if any man, that ain't talking about just the male species.
That's
talking about human beings.
Yeah.
Man, boy, woman, girl,
right.
Christian, any of them.
Right.
Anyone, preacher.
Right. Yep.
Be in Christ.
Yes.
He's what?
New
creature. All things are passed away. I can't do the stuff I used to. Apostle Paul, you're reading chapter 9 of the book of Acts. He goes there, he goes blind for 3 days. There's an old man in there that would probably made a real good Baptist.
Yeah, that's right.
Ananias.
Sure, right.
Lord, I know what this man's done. Are you sure about this?
Right.
Are you sure this is the one? He made real good Baptist.
Yeah.
Lord says he chose the best of
you. Amen.
Let me tell you something tonight. If you're sitting here tonight and you're lost,
yep.
You may be a very special chosen vessel in the eyes of God. Look here, the world may not think you're much. I don't care if they ever know who I am. They ain't gonna know my name. I'm not gonna have my name up in Broadway Life. Let me tell you something, my name is wrote down the
Life. Yes.
Look here, I know on June 5th, 1990, hey, my name was wrote down the Lamb's Book of Life. It's been there ever since. Wow. It'll continue to be there for eternity. And let me tell you something, bless God, it's gonna be there when I get there.
Because
I got born again. As a conversion took place.
Yeah.
The Lord himself said, I came not to call the righteous.
That's right.
But sinners.
Yes.
You know what he wants to do? He wants to take you tonight where you're at. I don't know who you are. And to be honest with you, it's none of my business other than preaching the gospel to you. It's between you and the Lord. It's a relationship. The world's got that so messed up and religion that it's just messed up. Nathaniel, it's just messed up. Brother Wayne, it's just messed up. Well, you got to do this. You got to crawl up for me bricks. You got to go up the tower on your knees and blah, blah, blah. Hey, look here. You know what the Lord said? Come unto me.
Hey.
It's that simple.
Boy, thank God it is.
There's a conversion took place.
Yes, sir.
Acts 3:19, right after the day of Pentecost.
Wow.
Look here. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
Wow.
Look here. You know what happened the day I got saved? You know what happened the day Paul got saved on the Damascus Road? Brother Kevin, his sins got blotted out.
Sure.
They were cast as far as the east is from the west. Never be remembered.
Yes.
Hey, I'm thankful for that tonight because look here. If you knew what I had done in my lifetime, you wouldn't let me darken the door back yonder. Be honest.
Right.
Somebody say amen right
amen.
There.
Amen.
Straighten your halos up. We're all right.
Go ahead.
But look here. God saved us. He put us on the road. He took Apostle Paul and made the greatest preacher that's ever been out of this man. He was the chief of sinners. God takes him from being a sinner to a winner, makes him the best preacher that's ever been. Why say he can't do that to you tonight? Hey, look here. I don't know what's in store for your life. If you'd told me I was a preacher 25 years ago, I'd told you you're nuts.
Yeah.
I was about as backwards as high school as ever been. Lord saved me, called me to preach, and I ain't met a stranger since.
Yeah.
I love it.
Amen.
You couldn't pay me to get up here. You know what? Lord put something in us when he gets saved.
Yes.
Hey. Men don't understand it. It's
right.
Lost. They just don't get it.
Right.
They don't understand it. Let me tell you something now. That conversion takes place, and he takes you and he molds you and sculpts you into what he wants you to be. I get it all the time trying to witness.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, I can't live it.
Nope. No, you can't.
Amen. You can't live it yourself.
Right.
77 times the New Testament says what?
In
Christ.
Yep. Yeah.
You can live it through him.
Guaranteed.
And that's the only way you're going to live. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to walk on water. You can't do it. You're going to mess up. You young people, I know this is you, sir, probably. You young people, you're going to mess up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's life. You're not perfect. If we'd been perfect, Christ wouldn't have died with them.
Right.
I mean, if any of us could have been perfect.
Good preacher.
You can tell you what to do when you mess up. Hit your knees about right there.
Right.
Bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
You know what that's called? It's called repentance.
Yeah.
That ain't preached very often anymore.
Right.
Let me tell you something. When you make repentance, and that means I'm going to turn 180 degrees from what I just come from. I made it stuck, Brother Bill. I messed up. I'm going to go the other direction. I'm going to go this way instead of going back towards what I had in my life.
Right.
And you'll do that. I promise.
Praise
I only got 8 more points. Come down. Just kidding. I'm going to die my life. Leave me alone. It's quiet in here.
Good preacher, brother.
It's
good.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You can't hang off a chandelier's air service.
All right, man. It's good.
Listen to this right here. I love this verse here. This is a verse that really comes to me. Romans 6:13. Neither yield you your members to instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God. As those that are alive from the dead, your members be the instruments of righteousness under God.
Yep.
The world don't like that.
Right.
Yep.
Lost people don't understand that. John chapter 15 talks about the vine.
Yeah.
I love that chapter.
Me too.
Brother Joey talks about that. But he said he didn't call us servants.
No.
But rather he called us friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
Anybody got friends stick close to brother besides me?
Oh, yeah. Man, good preacher.
Y'all, you drive that old truck a lot. I know that. You ever get in the truck with you? Get to where you're going, you're thinking, man, how did I get here? What happened? Where did I miss it? How many stop signs did I run?
Right.
How many red lights? How many wrecks have I caused? I drive 52 miles one way every morning. I know it.
Yep.
Brother Kevin, get in there some morning, Holy Ghost of God, crawl up my lap. Look here, he got the steering wheel because I don't even know where I'm at. But you know what? I'm having a good time with the Lord.
Sure.
You know why? Because he's with me. And I'm in him.
Hey.
Let me tell you something. I read a verse right here. I'm going to go back to it. Verse number 9 starts out, and be found in him.
Right.
And it comes down to it, friend. Let me tell you something. I'm about halfway done, I promise.
By the Lord, preacher.
Taking my time. We're sowing seeds.
Yep.
In him, Kevin. In him.
Right.
It gets down to it. You stand before God, and you will, one way or another.
Sure.
Davis, when we get down to it one of these days, son, we're going to stand before God.
Yes.
You're either going to do it at the judgment seat of Christ.
Oh, my. Yep.
You're going to do it at the great white throne judgment.
That's right.
You better be at the judgment seat of Christ.
Right.
Because that's where the saved folks are.
Right.
If you're at the white throne judgment and you're not on the backside of it, you're the one being judged that time. You done waited way too long.
Right.
You have done spurned the invitation of God way too long. Right. You've waited too long to be converted and convinced that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. And instead of being his Savior, then he's going to be your judge.
Sure.
Friend, don't wait that long.
Right. Right, brother, right.
Hey, I wish I preached one of the messages we could jump off. I've worried
I
about this.
Oh, it's good, brother.
I wish we could jump off a chandelier. Let me tell you something. Now, I told my wife and man, I feel like somebody's soul is waiting in the balance tonight.
Yeah.
I do. I can't go around and put my finger on it, but Jesus can.
Oh,
the Holy
yeah.
Ghost points you out. You know it. You probably know it already.
Oh, yeah.
The truth be known.
You're right.
Once you get saved, God can take you and make you an instrument.
Yeah.
Heaven, they ain't all going to be preachers.
Right.
Gosh, they ain't all going to be song leaders. But you know what helps me the most a lot of times when I'm preaching, Brother Creston? Knowing I got some prayer warriors sitting out here.
Yes, sir.
Folks that's been faithful to the cause.
Yes.
Hey, that's set faithful yes, year after sir. Year after year. I don't remember how long I've been coming out here, probably way too long. They sell the same faces.
Right.
Still in the old fashioned way. Right. Still going. Still the old past, brother. Still doing what
yes.
the old way. Look here. That's hey. On my belt box. That's for me in my house. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Right. Thank God.
Ain't nothing else to go back to.
Right.
Look here, I know you can mess up. I know we can slip back. I understand that. But God's not sitting at the right hand of the Father with a backer stick. I grew up on a farm. He's not sitting there with a backer stick ready to whoop you over the head. You know what he's doing? He's making intercession for us.
Thank God.
Why would we not take advantage of that? Why don't we hate, Lord, I messed up. And you know what the Father does? Looks over the Son and says, that's one mind. He messed up. It's okay. Here's the blood. It's covered. All you got to do is come and ask. Look here, if you're lost tonight, all you got to do is come and ask.
Sure.
Hey, look here, there's a conversion take place.
Right.
Kevin, I can't tell you what I prayed that night.
No.
I can't tell you.
Right.
I can tell you I sat in the, and this is weird. I'm just weird. I'm confused. I remember weird stuff. Kevin, I remember the clothes I had on that night. I can remember coming around the corner looking straight at my dad and thought, picture about the back door, he didn't notice. Coming around the corner, instead of that, I made a U-turn, come right up the aisle, got down right here next to the front pew, and I saved before I ever hit knees.
Right.
I got up from there, and I remember this. It's been 35 years ago. I remember we had a set of twin beds. There's three of us boys living in one room. Anybody else cramped up like that as a kid? Yeah, amen. Single dad raising three boys. Hallelujah. I went home that night, born again.
Hey,
come on her, get my high beat off of him, come on in, went to jumping back and forth between the two beds. Tickle to death. I'm here like it's yesterday.
Yeah.
God done something for me. Yes, somebody. He done something for me nobody else can. Look here, if you get saved tonight, God will do something for you that nobody else can. I've got a lot of good friends in here. I believe I could call on in time of need. Hey, look here, there's just some things you can't help me with.
That's right.
Getting born again was one of them.
Yeah.
And if you just be honest, Lord saved you. You couldn't call to anybody else in the world, Brother John, to save us.
Right.
Call on him. Look here, in him.
Yep.
The only way that we're going to win, in him. Yeah. There's one way out of this world, Brother Creston, that's going to work, and that's in Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Look here. There's got to be a conversion that takes place. Apostle Paul gives us an example. Look here. I did this, and he says all of it is done.
Yes.
It's useless.
Thank God.
It's useless.
Right.
He says, but that I may win Christ.
Yes.
That word may in the Bible is a word of opportunity.
Go ahead, brother.
John chapter 14, that word may. Yep. Where I am, or you may be. Did it say you shall be? Maybe.
Right.
You know what that done right there? That put the ball in our court.
Yep.
Up to you.
Yes, sir.
Nathaniel, he come, hung the rugged cross. We can be saved. He's a perfect gentleman. He's not going to beat your door down.
That's right.
He's going to knock. He's going to ask to come in.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. If you don't let him in, he's not going to kick your door and come in.
No, brother.
He's not that way. He's a perfect gentleman. He's going to go the other way. That defines. That spirit of rebellion is what sends folks to. Hell's full of folks, and I've had all the intention in the world.
You're right.
The Lord told him, said, there you may be. Look here, that I may win Christ. I may win. The Lord done everything he could do, and he put the ball in your court. He give you opportunity. He may be giving you opportunity right here tonight through the Holy Ghost that you may be born again, that you can be converted. Hey, look here. I hope I preach something here to convince you that, hey, this thing's good.
Sure it is.
Being in Christ is great. Kevin, I'm out of time. My life, brother.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, look here. I had a ball last week. Kevin's over there. We had a good time. Sorry you missed it. Look here. I know things happen. Life busy. I wish this could have been there. We had a good time. Friday night, it come unhinged.
Right.
I like them. You know why? Because he was there.
Right.
It ain't cause me and Kevin Sexton, Brother Mark Hall, or every other preacher was there. It ain't have nothing to do with us.
Right.
It had all to do with him.
Sure.
Look here. We can sit here and go through the motions. We can play church. We know all the motions. I said this the other day. We know every part of this. Don't think for the second the devil don't either. Hey, look here. He knows exactly what we're going to do. We're going to come in on Sunday morning. We're going to go to Sunday school. We're going to go back out. Hey, look here. We're going to come in. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to go through the motion. Brother Kevin's going to get up and preach. We're going to go home. And hopefully by 12 o'clock, so somebody's back there like this. Right? Amen. Devil knows that.
Sure he does.
But I love it, Kevin, when the Holy Ghost of God comes in here and he just loves up on us.
Yeah.
I ain't going to hug you. I'm sweetie.
Yeah.
Hey. But the Holy Ghost of God comes in and everything just out of whack.
Sure.
Comes in and just goes plumb sideways. Then you got nights like tonight where it's quiet.
Right,
Holy Ghost of God. Look here, I thought it was going to blow loose. I don't know how Kevin sat there and David's got up here and done what he's done. I just don't know. But God just kept it quiet. Can't sow seeds when wind's blowing.
Sure.
Look here. I'm trying to hurry, I promise. I have never, in my 16 years of preaching, heard one person say they regretted getting born again. Not one. You know what I heard oftentimes?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What was that? Wish I'd have done it sooner.
Right.
Hey, look here, I got lost on a Sunday night. The Lord showed me I was lost. I wish I'd got saved that night so I could have slept the rest of the week.
Sure.
I was 9 years old. You may be here 99. I don't know. But let me tell you something now. If you get in on this, you'll have the best night's sleep you've had in a long time.
Right.
Preston, you go home. It kills my wife. I go to sleep just like that. Don't bother me a bit. I got it. You know why? I got peace. Peace is all in. This didn't go like I thought it would. It's all right.
Go ahead.
We're having a good time. All right?
Hey, sure.
I got peace.
Yes.
Right.
If you're lost tonight, you can have that peace.
Sure you can.
You know what you got to do? Lord said, come unto me.
Amen.
All you.
Heavy
laden.
Yes.
Bring it unto me. You know what
yes.
you do? You sing old song at church. Lay it down. Right there. Lay it down. Bring it to his feet. Lay it down. That burden of guilt feels like this church house sitting on your shoulders. Look here, word of death, I can't do this, I can't do that. You can't yourself. Well, preacher, when I quit doing this and I quit doing that, I'll get saved. No, you won't. You can't do it yourself.
Right.
I don't care if you go to AA meetings.
Right.
Hey, look here, I'm just going to say it. You try to get off drugs yourself, you ain't going to do it.
Right.
Can't do it, not in this place. If you give it to the Lord,
yes,
He can make a change in your life.
Guarantee it.
Nothing else.
That's right.
He looks up for you like nothing else.
Yes.
If you get saved, here's what's going to happen. You can't help yourself. There's a man in Mark chapter 5 who couldn't help himself.
Oh, yes.
Right here's what happened to him. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
It's that simple.
Amen.
Philippian jailer, Acts chapter 16.
Yes.
Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Yes.
Believe. Believe. It's that simple. You ain't got to jump through hoops. You ain't got to come and tell Brother Kevin everything you've done. It ain't nothing to me. Give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I've messed up. You're right. I'm wrong. Whatever you got to say. I can't tell you what to say.
Right.
It has to come from your heart. If you'll confess that Lord Jesus is Savior of this world and you believe in His only begotten Son, you better not ask Him to save you. You know what's going to happen? He'll save you. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth of confession made unto salvation.
Yes, sir.
One of my favorite verses in the whole New Testament, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's what? Faithful.
Yes,
faithful. The Lord is faithful. He's faithful. We can't be faithful. He's faithful and just. He's the only one that's good enough. He's the only one that's just. He's the only one that's God that can forgive sins to start with. And to cleanse us from all. I love him little three little words. All unrighteousness.
Amen.
All unrighteousness. If you get in tonight, you'll confess.
Right, yes.
Look here. I got the telephone. Hey, look here. We had the old dial-ups. Here, I would buy something. Brother Kevin, I remember calling everybody out there.
Me too.
I went to church.
Yep.
I got born again. And you know what was on the other line? Those that were saved, pure joy. There ain't nobody here going to be mad because you get saved.
Right.
That's right.
But we're going to rejoice.
Hey.
And you know what? We're going to rejoice in heaven.
Oh, guarantee.
That's Bible.
Yes.
Luke about 15.
Right.
I'll tell you. They rejoice in heaven over one sinner. Look here. Why don't you want to go from the sinner to the winner tonight? Get in, Christ. Get in from the win. Look here. I'm all for it.
Right.
Look here. I like playing sports. I like doing this. Best thing I ever done is win Christ.
Right.
Man. I got in on this a long time ago. Older I get, the better it feels.
Yeah, sure.
And I know you don't get saved on feelings. Don't take me the wrong way. But it sure does feel good to know when you lay your head and pillow tonight.
Yeah, man.
Look here, brother, the thing, I can lay my head down and go to sleep. I don't worry about being lost again.
Right.
I don't worry about going to hell. Now look here, I don't want to say this the wrong way. I enjoy living, kid.
Yeah, sure.
I got a wife, kids, friends, family. Look here. It was meant for us. I enjoy those things.
Me too.
But if God called my number, Brother Josh, I'm not lost.
Right.
I ain't lost a thing. Look here. You just come over here. Don't even waste your time coming to grip your friends. Look at me. If I'm a casket. Don't even worry about it. Those of you, don't even worry about it. You know why? I'm in the presence of Jesus.
Right. Right.
Sure. The thing, I'm going to be with Him. Be absent from the body. Be worried. Present the Lord. Look here. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that one these days. Look here. I want it to be when the Lord's ready to take me. I'm looking forward to that. But brothers and sisters, that day's coming for all of us.
Yes, sir.
If the rapture don't take place first. I'm looking forward to that too.
Me too.
If I can jump, I'll do rapture practice. Get ready. But in the meantime, for us it's saved. After we're saved,
yes.
I want you to read verse 14. I press toward the mark of Christ with all kind. Look here, there's a continuance.
I'll guarantee it, brother. I'll guarantee it.
Here, God saved me 35 years ago. I ain't always done what I was supposed to do. Brother Joe, a lot of years I didn't follow the Lord like I was supposed to. Brother Josh, he didn't save me. Set me over here.
Yeah.
And me just sit there and do nothing.
Right.
We got work to do.
Amen.
Apostle Paul trying to convince Agrippa he needed what Paul had. Guess what we're supposed to do? Go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come unto Jesus.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to do for you tonight, friend. Trying to get you to come in. Get in on this. We in Christ. Look here. It's the best thing ever happened to you.
Right.
Look here.
That's right.
There's a continuance. I don't know how far this thing's going to go. The Lord may come back in the morning. He may come back before it gets completely dark.
Sure.
Heaven, I don't know.
Right.
This may be the last time Dusty Ledbetter ever crosses the threshold of Basin Grace Baptist Church. I don't know. Brother Delmer, this may be the last time you ever get aggravated about that blame letter. Love you, preacher. But it may be the last time. It may be the last time that you have an opportunity to get born again. Here, we're sitting in the meeting Tuesday night, me and my wife was. One of the boys sitting there with us, goes to church with us. Got a phone call. Brother Josh Englund had one of his truck drivers got hit up head on. The duck truck. You hear what I said? Driving a log truck, got hit head on with the dump truck. The guy in the dump truck left this walk of life.
Yeah.
Right there. Yes. Don't know why he wasn't dead before he ever hit head on. You don't know what you're going to face when you go out here and hit 127. You don't know what's going to happen. Look here. Older we get, somebody help me right here. Stuff start hurting, things start happening. You actually start worrying about heart attacks. Stuff happening. We don't know when we're leaving this walk of life. But as long as we're here, God's got work for us.
Hey, right.
He's got something for you to do. I don't know what that is for you. I tell our young people at church all the time, I can't tell you what God's calling you to do. But if you're saved and born again, I promise you, God ain't sent you over here to look at it.
Right.
He's got something for you to do.
Yeah. Yes.
Look here. Press towards the high mark. Look here. Lay something to go. Look here. I want to run my race when I get there. Brother Kevin, I want to hear those words. Enter in, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want to say, look here, there was nothing worse in my life. I'm just going to be giving my heart. There's nothing worse, Brother Crest, than my daddy looking at me and disappointed.
Right.
He just wouldn't.
Sure.
I don't want to get to heaven and the Heavenly Father be disappointed in what I tried to do for him.
Right.
Look here, you don't either, I promise.
Right.
Hey, look here, when it gets down to it, you go over in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, there's certain things in that chapter right there. I don't want to get down to it when it comes down to time that I take the crowns off that I hope I've tried to earn by working for the Lord after I got saved. After I got saved, you hear what I said? After I got saved.
Sure.
Not to get me saved, after I got saved.
Yeah, sure.
Kevin, I want to have something to lay at my Savior's feet. I don't want to have no ashes. I want to have a crown to put Christ in. Because he deserves it. Here. We don't deserve the crown. We deserve heaven.
Yes.
Amen. We deserve heaven.
You're right. That's true.
Verse 13. I'm backing up a little bit. Reaching forth unto those things which are before. Christian friend,
no.
Let me encourage you tonight, and I'll be done. Don't reach backwards. There ain't nothing to go back to. Brother Josh, there ain't nothing behind us that's worth going back to. That's water under the bridge, things that's happened, stuff that's happened. Look here, I know the Bible says there's pleasure in sin. The devil's got all kinds of devices out there. He's trying his best to distract Christians, get them out of fellowship with the Lord. I understand that. As much as I understand that, he put that in the Bible and told us that those devices are out there, we ought to be much more aware that those are out there. We ought to be looking. The Bible talks about a deer walking circumspectly. The thing you like, deer hunt. How good can it see? Pretty good. You know what? I believe I can hear better than see. Them things, son, they'll be 2 miles away. Throw them ears up down here. They breathe. Sitting on the front porch this morning, Kevin, down there at my house. Sitting out there.